You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds lost to the Milwaukee Brewers on Tuesday night, and the four-game series is now tied up at a game apiece. Frankie Montas suffered his first loss of the season. He gave up 5 runs, just 3 of those earned in 5 innings on the mound. The newly called-up Carson Spires gave up 4 more runs over the final 4 innings of this ballgame. Offensively, Tyler Stevenson had a good night. He had 2 hits, including a 2-run double in the 7th. Christian Encarnacion Strand had a couple of hits and scored twice. Jake Fraley, 2 hits. And Spencer Steer naturally had 2 more hits, and he drove home a run. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Cowboys, sometimes there's just tough ball games. The Reds still had some good things going for him tonight. Frankie Montas, still, he wasn't great, but still battled and only ended up giving up 3 earned runs tonight across his 5 innings.
Yeah, I don't think that every start is going to be the walk in the park that Montas made it look like in his first 2 starts. And it really doesn't matter what your name is, you're going to have some starts that you've really got to battle through it. And this was one of those nights where Montas really had to battle.
Offensively, again, we see this team not give up. And there are some guys that ended up having some pretty good nights offensively that you hope they can kind of build on a little bit.
Yeah, I knew coming into the ball game that this was going to be a tough task for a young club against a guy like Joe Ross, who is in the zone but not really in the zone. And if you're chasing a little bit or if you have a propensity to chase, he's gonna eat you up. He had a lot of 3-2 counts early in the ball game. The Reds just weren't able to capitalize on it.
Reds come up short tonight against the Brewers, 9-5. The final series now even at a game apiece. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds fell to the Milwaukee Brewers Tuesday night 9-5, and now to the highlights. Frankie Montas made the start for Cincinnati. He set the Brewers down in order in the first and second innings, but that changed in the top of the third. He walked Sal Frelick to begin the inning, and Bryce Turang doubled to right, moving the runner to third base. Number nine hitter Blake Perkins then gave Milwaukee the lead.
Back to the plate. Fly ball, right center field. That's a base hit. That's going to score at least 1. It will score 2. And it is now 2-0 Brewers on a jam shot single into shallow right center field. And that pitch was where Stevenson had set up. It was coming back to the plate, and Perkins just kind of alligator armed it and flipped it over the head of India into right center field for the RBI single.
Montas retired the next 2 batters, but then had to face Christian Yelich.
Here's the 2-2. He comes in and he smokes it into right field, and that is a base hit, and it is 3-0 Brewers. He came in, and Yelich was waiting on him.
Montas rebounded. He pitched a scoreless 4th inning. The Reds had a base runner in the first off Joe Ross, another in the second, but couldn't cross the plate. Ross pitched a perfect 3rd. Cincinnati finally broke through in the bottom of the 4th. Christian Encarnacion Strand led off with a single to left. He moved to second base on a ground out. Jake Fraley then got CES home.
Stairs at second. Now to the plate, the 1-1. And this ball is looped into short center field. That's down for a base hit. Encarnacion Strand around 3rd, and he will score. So Jake Fraley gets the Reds on the board. Singling home Encarnacion Strand from 2nd, it's 3-1 Brewers.
After that base hit, Ellie De La Cruz doubled to right field, moving Fraley to 3rd. At that point, you're thinking at the very least the Reds would pull to within 1, but Ross struck out Spencer Steer swinging and Nick Martini looking to end the inning. Milwaukee scored 2 more runs in the 5th, and poor defense was a factor. Perkins led off with a bunt single. Oliver Dunn struck out. William Contreras then hit what should have been an easy double play ball to Ellie De La Cruz at shortstop, but he threw the ball past Jonathan India covering at second base. Both runners were safe. In fact, they both moved up an extra base on that error. So 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, and Christian Yelich at the plate.
2nd and 3rd, 1 out. The pitch, line drive, base hit by Yelich. That'll score 2. Over to cut it off is Fraley. He'll throw it into 2nd, and Yelich is just in ahead of a strong throw from Fraley. A 2-run double for Yelich. That is his 2nd hit tonight, his 3rd RBIs.
Frankie Montas struck out the next two batters. His night was over. Five innings, six hits, five runs, three earned, one walk, four strikeouts, 96 pitches, 61 of those for strikes. Carson Spires, who was just called up on Monday, took over on the mound for Cincinnati in the top of the sixth. He gave up a one-out single to Sal Frelick. With two outs, Frelick moved to second base on a pass ball by Tyler Stevenson. Blake Perkins then got another run home.
Grounded toward the middle, and that is by Jonathan Indian into right center field, a base hit. Around third, Frelick, he will score. It is 6-1 Milwaukee on the RBI single by Blake Perkins.
Number nine batter in the Brewer lineup with three knocks, and he scored a couple of runs.
The Brewers pretty much put the game out of reach in the seventh off Carson Spires. He walked the leadoff runner, then with one out, Willie Adames doubled. Jake Bowers then brought a run home.
The pitch, and it's looped down the right field line, and that's going to be a base hit and extra bases for Jake Bowers. That will score two more for the Brewers, and they've now made it an 8-1 ball game, and they are really starting to put some distance between themselves and the Reds.
Reese Hoskins then walked, and Frelick delivered again.
And there's a looping liner into center field. That will plate another Brewer run, and it is now 9-1. A single into center field for Frelick, his second hit of the night. And he will drive home a run this time. He's been aboard for three out of his four times tonight.
Ellie De La Cruz reached first base leading off the bottom of the seventh on a throwing error. He moved to third on a Spencer Steer single. Then with one out, Elvis Peguero took over for Joe Ross on the mound for Milwaukee, and the first batter he faced was Tyler Stevenson.
And it's ripped down the third baseline. That's heading into the corner. That will score at least one. Spencer Steer has got his wheels on. They are waving him to the house. He's in there, and the Reds will plate two on the two-run double for Tyler Stevenson. Hello.
The Reds added two more runs in the eighth. Christian Encarnacion Strand reached on an infield single. With one out, Jake Fraley doubled, moving CES to third base. Ellie De La Cruz then got one of the runs home.
Peguero has the sign, sets, and he deals the 0-2 pitch. And De La Cruz scorches it on the ground right between the legs of Peguero. But the shortstop, Adames, was playing him perfectly. He fields and throws out De La Cruz, but it'll score a run. Encarnacion Strand dashes home from third. Fourth run of the night for the Reds. It's now 9-4 Milwaukee. RBI ground out goes 6-3, and Fraley moves up to third.
Next up, Spencer Steer.
0-2. Ground ball pulled fair inside the bag at third and down the left field line into the corner. More extra bases for Spencer Steer as he coasts into second base with an RBI double, driving home Fraley from third. It's 9-5 Brewers.
Ebner Uribe came on the pitch the bottom of the ninth for Milwaukee. Tyler Stevenson led off with a base hit. Jonathan India walked. Both runners moved up on a wild pitch, but Uribe struck out the next three batters, and that was the ball game. Reds lose it 9-5. Here are the totals for Milwaukee. 9 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 9 left. Cincinnati, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They stranded 8. Ross the winner, 1-0. Montas the loser, 2-1. No save in the game, no home runs in the game. 2 hours, 57 minutes, 12,623 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Red starter Frankie Montas.
To be honest, if I can take anything away from tonight, it was the lead of walk in the third inning. You know, I think that was what started like everything. Got myself in trouble giving somebody a free pass. You know, and I mean, I have to give him some credit too. You know, I feel like I made good pitches too, and they were on it, especially on my splitter. You know, they were taking a lot of my splitters, good splitters too. So, gotta give him some credit on that. But besides anything, I feel like I made good pitches. You know, I was throwing my fastball, throwing my splitter, you know, throwing my sinker. Think I probably should have done a better job of getting ahead of the count, you know, two on strike one, you know, strike two. I was a lot of the guys were, you know, ball one, ball two, then I have to throw a strike, some of that. But I feel like I did a really good job getting to two strikes. Just wasn't really affected trying to pull guys away.
Wednesday night, it's game three of the four-game series. Right-hander Hunter Green makes the start for Cincinnati. He has no record in a 2.53 ERA. He was really good his last time out. Left-hander Wade Miley comes off the injured list for Milwaukee. He will make his first start of the season. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Brewers knock off the Reds 9-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.